to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is Tuesday, April 7th, 2026. And we are now well into the Trump administration. Let's put up on screen how many days we're into this. And he has completely gone off the rails in a spectacular way. Emergency Tuesday broadcast, nuclear attack fears mount after Trump threatens to wipe out all of Iranian civilization. Iran cuts all contact with U.S. Meanwhile, Israel is bombing Karg Island with the U.S. ahead of U.S. invasion. We're entering the 442nd day of the Trump administration. I want to be very clear up front here. Very clear. The Trump of the last 10 years until about 8 months ago was amazing. Didn't tell lies. Almost everything he said was accurate. Really stood up for this country, did the best he could, went through hell, and we changed the world for the good. Much better Supreme Court, the list goes on and on, the border shut down, trying to stop war with Russia, all of it. Putting RFK in, all of it. And we saw him start changing course when Elon Musk left and said there's big problems here. And then the neocons, Israel swooped in and basically has full control. Since then, when you watch the cabinet meetings, it is a sycophantic worship session. Trump began to switch his policies up on everything from glyphosate to so-called skilled visas. You saw him pull ICE out, and now deportations are way down. He has made a dramatic turn away from what classic MAGA was. And so it is with great horror that I have to speak out against Trump, because make no mistake, on the other side, we have people like the Virginia governor, Spanberger, who's a total CIA demon, and Gavin Newsom, Patrick Bateman. I mean, we know they are evil and they got their act together. And they are coming after our families, our children, our future. They want the carbon taxes, Trump killing the carbon taxes. That global thing is in trouble everywhere. It's falling apart. Beautiful. There's estimates it'll kill 2 billion people if they cut carbon in half the next 10 years. You see what's happened to the Strait of Hormuz. That's just a little bit. This is all Great Reset 2.0. And everybody's saying that now. Catherine Austin Fitz, great economist, says Iran war is COVID 2.0. I've been saying that since before it began. That would be their COVID 2.0 to derail his recovery, which has happened. So it is with great horror and pain that I have to very aggressively oppose this new megalomaniacal creature that inhabits the White House, because I've been through hell to defend the president. I've gotten no support back, never asked for it from him. All I've gotten is blood, sweat, and tears, because I knew it was the right thing to do. And the left's got this talking point that all of us that ever supported him, we were wrong. No, Trump didn't want to have the lockdowns, didn't want to continue them, didn't want to do four shots like you, and doesn't want nuclear war with Russia. And I could go on and on. So and doesn't want to cut little boys' penises off. I don't want to hear it from you. We're not like you when you follow your evil leaders off the edge of a cliff. We're not in a cult. We're not in a cult of personality. We supported Trump because he was night and day compared to the globalists, the Democrats, the left, the UN, the WEF worldwide, and they came after him, and they came after those of us that supported him. But this is a new, different Trump. Again, my mom's dad, one of the smartest people I ever knew. His son, my uncle, one of the greatest men I ever knew. He died of pneumonia, so his brain was there when he went into a coma. But my grandfather, he had a stroke after heart surgery, and it was like going from an angel to Rumpelstiltskin for that last year. And so this stuff happens, okay? Under the stress and under all the Sudafed he takes and all the bad stuff he eats and everything else and sleep deprivation, which I said 6 months ago, it's sleep deprivation. He looks really unhealthy. His belly's swole up. His calves have swole up. Whatever he was doing right before the campaign was great. He looked a lot better, lost a bunch of weight, was playing golf every day, getting rest. Anybody would crack under that. Anybody. So I'm not making excuses for it. I'm just saying what it is. So let's get this clear. When you make statements, and I'll go over the definitions in a moment, like a whole civilization will die tonight, never to be brought back again, that is the most simple, clear definition of genocide I've ever heard. I'll read you a whole bunch of the main lines, and you'll see, my God, that's he crystallized it so perfectly. I will end your civilization, your culture, never to be brought back again. That's what genocide's about, a people, a thing, with mass death. I will totally annihilate your country. He said that too yesterday. It'd be like in Mars Attacks when, you know, they show up and they start just blasting all the capitals. And they're already blowing up the bridges and power plants. They already blew up Kurg Island. U.S. military strikes Kurg Island with Israel, Iran's main oil export hub. U.S. strikes Kurg Island, American official confirms. The Iranians have broken off communication with us 100%. While Trump declares a deal is about to happen. J.D. Vance said, yeah, I sure hope they back down because we're going to totally destroy them. Serious nuclear weapons fears. You have Israeli cabinet members on TV, I played it yesterday, saying, we got nukes, we got neutron bombs, we should go ahead and hit them. And the minister that's right under Netanyahu is even more crazy than him. He's like, yeah, don't tell him the secret. And they're all laughing about it. Like it's funny. It's not funny. And just from the public relations standpoint, you don't want your president sounding like a Marvel comic supervillain who's in some space station with destructo beams saying, give me control of your nations or I will start vaporizing your capitals and then your entire country. Or like Cobra Commander. If you do not hand over complete control to me, unconditional surrender, I will destroy your entire civilization. Ha ha! Hail Cobra! I mean, who is this, Thanos or something from Endgame? Trump's making the Joker look like a good guy. So, this is a political disaster. His approval rating is down to 33. I predict he'll even go lower now. He was 56 8 months ago at his height. That's Democrats and Republicans being polled in independents. This is a mega disaster. Already started to derail his recovery that was working. And then you've got all of the enemies of Trump and the never-Trumper neocon Israeli operatives literally saying all of us need to be put in prison. We need to be killed, the rhetoric is now. They are foaming at the mouth. How dare you not want a new total war? How dare you not want to destroy a whole civilization? How dare you not want the Strait of Hormuz shut down? And then you have the flip-flopping. Oh, I don't need the Strait of Hormuz. It's your problem. Everybody else, you go free it when our own Navy says we can't because of the installations and how many weapons they've got there. It's a shooting gallery. It's a trap. And he's like, I don't want it. Open that effing thing right now. I'll destroy your entire civilization. I'll destroy your whole country. Allah Akbar. God is great. Allah is great. I mean, what? It's cuckoo town. And 20 plus times he said the war is won. And they're getting ready to physically go into Kurg Island. That's the military's been told they're going in. Now, sometimes Trump can pull back, but that looks like it's happening. What have we gotten wrong so far in 38, 39 days? I've gotten zero wrong. Dead on. Everything the neocons said about the regime will fall in 3 to 4 days, 100% wrong. And what happens in the escalation ladder? Let's use nukes. Now the Russians are talking about using nukes in Ukraine. See how that works? You can use them, we can use them. It's called a threat escalatory ladder. It's what all militaries at the war planning level study. It's what they follow. It's called war doctrine. And it's just like mathematics with probabilities. Pentagon said less than a 10% chance of success. And were they right? Yes. But there were commanders, like the head of CENTCOM, that said, no, we can do it. And now the Iranians are volunteering to go to the bridges and power plants all over the country and form human shields. So there'll be videotape of them all dying when the attack comes. But Trump's already done it. Wall Street Journal, Fox News reporting. Oh, Trump says if it looks like there's any movement from them, he'll extend the deadline again. So not only is he acting like a supervillain that has real weapons, could destroy the planet, this is the fourth time he's moved the goalposts. I mean, if you're going to make supervillain ultimatums, supervillain statements, well, then you better follow through. And I'm not saying follow through, but that's the weirdest message to send. It's the worst. And if they would have fallen in 4 days, I'd stand back and say, this is incredible. But watch Israel try to put in some Al-Qaeda leader or something like that in Syria. Or some puppet dictator. That's why I don't trust these regime change. But I'd have been, wow, this is incredible. Trump is just magic. He has a magic touch. Snatching Maduro was daring and incredibly executed, and nobody else could do something like that but us. But Iran's a whole different kettle of fish, whole different barrel of snakes. And you see that. So I am in the twilight zone right now. I am officially in the twilight zone right now. And I'm sitting there watching Trump wreck MAGA, wreck the Republicans, wreck the world economy, maybe wreck the planet physically. And then I'm just looking over at the Democrats smiling and giggling and everything else when they did nothing in Congress to block this. Playing with fire, gambling again. There should be a coalition of Republicans and Democrats, and they should vote in on the war powers and say you don't have it, and they should cut the damn funding of this. My God, what's it going to take? Trump ending the world? Instead, they love it. Oh, they'll protest it with the Muslims and march around with Mondami with all their Red-Green Alliance crap. And I've got to sit here and know they're breathing down my neck. They want to put me in prison. Trump was our lifeboat. And then our lifeboat set itself on fire. And now I'm like, what do we do? And people are treating this like, what side are you on? Are you pro-Mullah? Are you pro-America? They blew up our barracks, so now it's revenge. And back in the air, I think we've had enough revenge already on them. It's crazy town. Absolute crazy town. Because it's not going to work. The strait is closed. It's derailing the recovery. And then Trump has to double down to Mars attacks level to Independence Day. We should be rolling that ass for the vaporizing the capitals. And this is just archetypally villainous. This is archetypally tyrannical. This is bad guy stuff. Dress like the bad guy. At least Bill Gates, while he mass murders, wears a pink sweater and goes, oh, hi, liberal. The left puts women in charge to annihilate everything so that you archetypally think of a woman's non-threatening. No, this is like the Nazis in black uniforms with skull pins on their hats. This is real death. This is where we love bombs. Where our diplomacy is bombs. Do what we want are bombs. Even when you're doing that, you say, we're really sad we have to do this. We're really sorry about the schoolgirls. They're like, oh, big deal. Most other missiles hit their targets. Who cares? The whole world sees that. The dirty, rat-like nature of the neocons. And the Israelis all over TV giggling and laughing about nuclear weapons and killing them all and quoting Bible verses about genocide and just acting like somebody plugged them into a light socket. They're just, It's demonic. And here's Tucker Carlson and Nick Fuentes asking, is President Trump the Antichrist? No, but this is an Antichrist spirit creeping into the White House where he's Jesus, he's going to save us, we have to worship him. All of them comparing him to Jesus, comparing the weapons officer shot down on the plane to Jesus. I mean, this is cultic stuff. And it is an Antichrist spirit. You know, the Bible tells us many times there are many Antichrists and an Antichrist spirit. And I don't think Trump's a devil worshiper. I don't think he gets on his knees and prays to the devil. I think he's under a demonic spell. And the preachers around him act very demonic. He's under a delusion that he's a savior. No, the Antichrist knows he's the Antichrist, but there are many that come in the form of precursors of the Antichrist. Just like you have Abraham, and then you have David, and then you have Jesus. It's the same repeat. Well, you have that with the Antichrist. But definitely this type of activity is ushering in Antichrist-type behavior. The Iranians think they're triggering the return of the Mahdi, or the final Messiah. A bunch of sects of the Jews think that and say that everywhere. And the Christian evangelicals, the dispensationalists, believe that. Well, how do you bring Jesus back before the Antichrist is here? No, they're going to say the Antichrist is the Messiah. And you're going to have the Jews and the Muslims and a lot of the Christians say he's it. See how the setup? And then the real Christians that see through it are going to be executed. It's all in the Bible. But oh no, the churches are saying we're going right to the end of the world, right to Jesus, and blowing up Iran makes Jesus come back. Really, where's the Antichrist? Where's the tribulation? Where's the mark of the beast? It's all coming in, but it ain't here yet. You can hear the train coming, but it ain't here yet. It's a few miles down the road. But it ain't here. Anybody can see that. But it is being fulfilled. The beast, the caste of society, the AI, the social credit score. You don't act like we want and do what we say and let us track you every move. You don't eat. It's here. So let's go to Tucker and Nick Fuentes. You just got my take on it. And then we're going to come back and get into where this is going, the ultimatum tonight. I think just because Trump blinked this time for the fourth time, I don't think that might be a feint. I think Israel's going to hit him. Let's go to these clips. Here it is.
And you have to think through, like, could there be a spiritual component to what we're watching? Is it just a conventional escalation ladder in a badly thought out war with ill-defined goals, and we just wound up in this really tough place where we face either humiliation on the one side or a nuclear launch on the other? That's part of what it is. But could it be something bigger than that? Is it possible that what you're watching is a very stealthy yet incredibly effective attack on what, from a Christian perspective, is the true faith, belief in Jesus? Is that what really is under attack here? Maybe that's what's been under attack for a long time. Maybe our whole lifetime. Maybe almost everything we see is an attack on that faith. The one faith that is always attacked, always and everywhere for 2,000 years. It's one. Many faiths have been attacked. Many religious people of different religions have been killed over the past 2,000 years. But there's been only one sustained effort to exterminate a faith, and that's the Christian faith. Could that be part of it? And is it possible that the president sees this not just in geostrategic terms and military terms and economic terms, got open the strait? Okay. Is it possible the president sees this in bigger terms? Sees this as the fulfillment of something or the elevation to some higher office beyond president of the United States? That's entirely possible. And that's not an attack, but it's also not a guess. Because at every turn since the inauguration last January, there have been religious leaders on the scene telling us out loud. Most of us ignored it because we're just so secular. We just sort of ignore it. Got some sleazy Southern Baptist preacher who says whatever for money. Okay, got it. We've ignored that this could actually be real. There's something going on here.
to me, I just feel like it's a little bit too late. I feel like Woody Harrelson in 2012. Remember that movie? And Woody Harrelson played that character that predicted the end of the world. And it's like, hey, man, I tried to tell everybody. I tried to let you know that this was coming. Now everybody wants to prep. Now everybody's saying, what do we do? How do we stop this? What can we tell our congressmen? Can we call Congress? And I'm like, listen, like, you know, it's great. I'm happy that you made it this far. I appreciate you signing the apology form. It's a little late in the game for that. The Antichrist is president. Okay. The Antichrist is president. The red heifer has been born. We are at war with Iran. The Strait of Hormuz is closed. At this point, reasonably, what really do you think is going to happen? What do you think is going? This is the end game. This is it. People are coming to the show now in 2026. The bombs have already dropped. Purim was last month, and people go, Mr. Fuentes, there's too many of them. What are we going to do? I'm like, I told you not to vote for Trump. The Antichrist was on the ballot. They practically said, Antichrist 2024, Gog and Magog at Armageddon. Like, you voted for this. I told you not to. Now you ask me, what can we do? Well, it's too late. There's nothing that can be done. So, for the past 6 weeks, we're talking about the latest, the developments, the updates, and so forth. But honestly, I'm like, guys, we just got to go into the mountains. It's time. It's time to go into the nuclear bunker. It's time to go to New Zealand. It's just time to get a clue. It's getting a little too real. And maybe it's just time to face the music. Maybe it's time to face reality. Okay. This is it.
What have I been reporting the last year and a half? It's come out in the news. All these elites have been moving to Patagonia down in South America. They've been moving to New Zealand. And then the ones that aren't as rich, you know, just building giant bunkers and getting huge yachts too. This is serious stuff, folks. Trump says he's going to destroy a whole civilization tonight. We'll come back with the latest. Stay with me.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know the power of turmeric, but have you felt it? Have you tried the ultimate turmeric gummies, the delicious way to harness the ancient power of golden turmeric, supercharged with ginger root and black pepper for maximum impact? Each gummy delivers 125 milligrams of premium turmeric extract packed with curcumin, the clinically studied compound shown to support healthy inflammation response, ease everyday aches, and promote joint comfort so you can move through life with ease. We added real ginger root, trusted for centuries to calm digestion and soothe the stomach, plus a precise dose of black pepper extract with pepperine, proven to boost curcumin absorption by up to 2,000%. That means more of the good stuff actually gets where your body needs it. No capsules, no bitter aftertaste, just one tasty tropical-flavored gummy a day, or two if you're feeling extra, to help you feel lighter, looser, and more energized. Ultimate Turmeric Gummies, ancient wisdom meets modern science in the best-tasting form possible. Grab yours today and start feeling the ultimate difference in health. With Ultimate Turmeric Gummies, inflammation doesn't stand a chance. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com.